I'm at Camden BRI Day 2010 and I'm talking to Alicia Malinowska of the Hygiene Department about facility decontamination. And I think, Alicia, you've been looking at some novel methods for facility decontamination. Can you tell me a bit about them?
Yes, we were looking at facility decontamination. We've just finished a three-year project where we were looking at hall room disinfection techniques, and we tested a few pieces of equipment which uses hydrogen peroxide, ozone. Also, we tried chemical fogging and other techniques, but we focused in this project on hydrogen peroxide and ozone technique. They are very popular at the moment and industry asks for them.
So what are the advantages of these techniques? What do they offer that conventional disinfection doesn't offer?
Name says it's hall room disinfection techniques. So those techniques disinfect air and surfaces, not only surfaces like chemical disinfection would do. They disinfect a room, working area as a whole. So it should be used as normal chemical disinfection is used after cleaning. This one can be used as additional disinfection or can replace chemical disinfection.
So are they used as applied as a gas or a vapor?
Yes, they are applied in a gaseous form for ozone, and hydrogen peroxide is in a form of vapor.
And does that help them to penetrate to areas of the room that otherwise wouldn't be reached?
Yes, those techniques penetrate the room in areas that traditional chemical disinfection won't reach. So the technique works for surfaces in different orientation in the same way. So there is no difference between log reduction between horizontal, vertical and underneath surfaces.
And what kind of microorganisms can this approach be used with?
We did experiments and we tested those techniques against Staphylococcus aureus, Pseudomonas aeruginosa and Listeria monocytogenes. But of course, it can be tested against other microorganisms, and those microorganisms are pathogens and also they cause product spoilage.
The ones you mentioned, see, are vegetative cells. Does it work with spores as well?
Yes, they are vegetative cells, and within this project we didn't do tests against spores. We did one of experiment using Bacillus subtilis spores against, and we treated it with hydrogen peroxide, and there we got brilliant results against this microorganism.
That's great. Thanks very much indeed.